Dear brothers and sisters, all who are joining us online, we are greeting you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we wish all God's blessing. Firstly, I would like to give you the greetings from Brother Frank. He watched the transmission last night and he was rejoicing that the Lord was in our midst, that he has blessed us. And also this morning he will join us online and he will accompany us. He is feeling much, much better, and we are glad that very soon he will fully serve the Lord again. And he will be a blessing to us. Also this morning, we would like to sing a couple of songs. Then Brother Alfred Borg will read us a word for introduction. And then I ask Brother Müller from Austria to come to the front, to pray with us, and to just, in short words, telling us what the Lord has put upon his heart. And afterward, we will have again a sermon of Brother Frank from the year 89, from the 3rd of September, which we'll then watch and listen to. And I'm convinced that the Lord will bless us this morning richly. Let us start with song number 15, I Am Redeemed. Song number 15 from this little booklet.
Bye.
Is this so, brothers and sisters? Amen. Redeemed. It's really wonderful what the Lord has done in us and for us. With Him, we have it nice. He is caring for us. And I'm also confident this morning that He will bless us from the riches of His grace. Let us sing song number 18. I need Thee every hour. We sing the last stanza. Sing a chorus, and then Brother Alfred Bohr comes and brings us the word for introduction. Oh, I want to see Him. Oh, I want to see Him. Chorus number 3. Praise and thanks. Let us sing another chorus. Chorus number 1. We come from the east and west.
We come from us and west. We come from sin and God.
Amen. Thank you. One question. Is Brother Müller in our midst? He's here, all right. We are grateful to God this morning that we can again be here to have a new experience with God. I believe we all have been blessed last night through what we watched and what we heard. It was the Word of God. We have heard it from the mouth of Brother Frank about the things which is all about, also today, in the last days in which we are living. This morning I was reading a sermon of Brother Branham, and there Brother Branham says, we are living in the shadow of his coming. If this Brother Branham has said 50 years ago, I'm asking you, how near are we then to this morning to the coming of the Lord? May the Lord really speak to us through his word, through what we will hear. May he speak to our hearts. I read a word before Brother Müller comes to pray. And then he says what is on his heart. A word from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 46, a well-known word from verse 9. 46, Isaiah 46, verse 9. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is none else. Amen. I am God, and there is none like me. Praise and thanks. Is this right? Praise and thanks. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Amen. Everything what God said, whatever he promised, this he will do. He has said that he is present where two or three are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them. Do we believe this? We of course cannot see him, but he is present by the Holy Spirit. The world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I will come. I will be in you. I will be with you. And doing the things what I have done when I was bodily with you. Do we believe this? Do we believe that the Holy Spirit is present to fulfill what the Scripture says? Every promise, that's how we read. Every promise of God is in him, yea and amen. For what? For the glory of God through us, through you and through me, through us. May God have his way this morning in our midst. May he come to his right with all of us, because that's what it's all about. I'm grateful to God that our brother's feeling much better now. And God will restore him completely. Do we believe this? Praise and thanks. Because God is faithful, he is also answering today our prayers. May the Lord bless us. Please, Brother Müller, come and pray with us. and say to us what is on your heart. Faithful Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, and I thank you that we have the access through your shed blood, and that you know our hearts, Lord. We want to thank you for last night, Lord. I want to commit this service to you this morning, Lord. I ask you, give us your word, and let it remain in our hearts, because only then you can seal it. Praised be your wonderful name. You know the needs of my brothers and sisters. I ask you, Lord, we just lay ourselves onto your altar so that you can confirm your word for the glory of your name. To you be the thanks and praise in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may be seated. Beloved, we just visited Brother Frank, and as Brother Miski said, he is feeling much better. Also, in this hospital, he will also join us online. I want to refer to a word here, namely in Luke chapter 11. Well known to all of you. Verse 27. Luke 11, verse 27a.
Glückselig sind vielmehr die, die Gottes Wort hören und bewahren.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Aber es geht darum, dass wir sein Wort.
It is about that we keep his word. Beloved, and to keep the word in the heart, the heart must be firstly emptied. Also here, there is no mixing allowed. Perhaps I have something here. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, I will just read one verse. Verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And here it's written in the footnote, the seal was a sign of the original owner and the protection of those who are not allowed. Beloved, if the word is sealed in our hearts, then the enemy has no power anymore. He cannot take it out from our hearts. Perhaps he can kill the body, yes, but about over our heart, he has no power anymore, which is the earnest of our inheritance. The earnest is a down payment. The down payment we have received. And the giver, he wants to give us everything. And in him, everything was given to us. Blessed be his wonderful name. Beloved, my heart is just burning. We have been called out. And it's not about the calling out anymore. We were speaking with Brother Frank. It's my personal opinion now. The calling out is coming to its end now. Beloved, it's about the going in. It's about the going in. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is past. If his word is in us, it must be manifested. Otherwise, it can be that we are just imagining. Beloved, our Lord said, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot. Of Noah, we know, he preached, and he built the ark. But if he would not have entered at the end into the ark, he could not have closed the door. But he went into the ark, and then the door was shut, and the others had no access anymore, and they perished. Beloved, this is an example for us. Each one examine himself, as written in 2 Corinthians, whether he is really in the faith. Not as we heard many times, not examining the other one, but let each one examine himself. Blessed and praised be his wonderful name. I wish you, beloved, that your heart is also burning as mine, because Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Therefore, let us come now, let us receive from him fullness after fullness. Blessed be his wonderful name. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for such a confidence in the heart and such an expectation. We all have to have it. And Brother Branham said, God himself puts the desire into us. Otherwise, we would not even come into the house of God. But he puts the desire into us. And therefore, we are gathered here to receive today for what he has prepared for us. The greetings of Brother Frank I have given you. Then some emails reached us and some phone calls. I just want to read it here. Greetings from brother and sister from Ushkorod. This is the Ukraine, who are also joining us online. Greetings from Phoenix, Arizona. Greetings from Nairobi, from brother Nyagi. Greetings from New Zealand, from brother Lake. Greetings. Greetings from Rwanda, from brother Chauffeur. Greetings from France, brother Safari. Then we have greetings from brother Donati, I think from Italy. Greetings from brother Marx. I don't know whether from Germany. All brothers who are joined with us, and who are also standing behind Brother Frank. And they all have the desire that he is soon again in our midst serving the Lord. And we believe it will happen very soon. Now, yesterday, we have heard two sermons. These are the broadcasts which Brother Frank made in Berlin. 518 sermons. And therefore also the announcement, ladies and gentlemen, and so forth, so that all know what's all about. These were the TV sermons which were broadcasted in the city of Berlin, and it has become a blessing to many. And also this morning, we will again hear a sermon of Brother Frank. I announced it already. From the September 1989. I don't know what is in it. We just have to be surprised. We want to be in the thing. It's very important that we go with the Word, that we become one with the Word, that we identify us with the Word, because God speaks to us through His Word, and we must listen. What does the Lord say to me? What is it all about? Where do I stand here? What must I do? This should be our question. And I'm convinced that the Lord also this morning will bless us very richly. Now we sing a chorus, only believe, only believe. And then our brothers will make the preparations. And then we will be blessed. Thank you. what our hearts is touching, what God's word says to us, and what we believe. Already before us, there were people who have sung what we are experiencing now. By the Spirit, they knew that it comes. As the prophets were announcing in the Scripture what would come to pass, so also the songwriters expressed what would come, and we can be pardoned, and we can live in this time in which really everything comes to pass, everything comes to fulfillment. Indeed, such an important time was never in the plan of salvation. The two generations, the one before or at the first coming of Christ, and the second now before his return, are really very important in the plan of salvation. And by grace, we may live now. And not only living now, but we may have received life from God, letting us being brought into agreement with the Word of God. A couple of millions of people are living on the earth, but only a few in this time found grace in the sight of God. One could really be astonished if one compares the little flock with a multitude who are not coming to the Lord. And nevertheless, we just have to leave everything before to God, and we must be grateful that He has called us to Himself and that we can be His inheritance. Let us start with the word. Let us have the word richly in us. I would like to read from the prophet Haggai, chapter 2, verse 4, up to 6. Haggai, chapter 2, from verse 4 to 6. Yet now, be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord. And work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the promise that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my Spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. If we take the parallel scripture into the New Testament, then we notice that the writer of the Hebrew letters understood that it was not only about the time then and about that what was done at that time, but that it, as already announced many times, the prophecy is hidden everywhere, and by grace we can see it and understand it. The Spirit of God searches all things and lets us know the connections. I think it's written in Hebrews chapter 12 that God once again will shake the heavens and the earth. And there we are also told the connection. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 and 27. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised saying, "Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." Verse 27, we are told, "And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain." With this, the apostle refers to the end of the end time. God will really shake the heavens and the earth. As he says through the prophet Haggai in verse 5, the promise, according to the promise that I covenanted unto you when ye came out of Egypt, it shall remain. There's no other way. It remains. What God said, what he promised, must remain. This is the only thing which can remain, because God and what he said, words of human beings can change, plans can be changed, but God says, my counsel shall stand, and the plan of the heathen shall be brought to nothing. The promise which I gave you when you came out of Egypt, this promise remains, and my spirit remaineth among you. In the moment where God brings his word to fulfillment, then the spirit of God starts to work under the blood-bought flock. The Word and the Spirit of God works always together. There where the revelation of the Word is, that happened by the Spirit. Because only the Spirit reveals all things, searches even the deep things of God. Where the Spirit of God is not at work, there the Word is being interpreted into all directions, explained. Without any true revelation, especially verse 6 now, verse 6, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once," and this once, yet, it will not happen many times, it will not happen 100 times, it will happen once. As it happened at the beginning, so it will happen again at the end. And that what God is doing will be unique. But it cannot be imitated. People always want to imitate, but God will do a unique, a short and mighty work by his grace. That's how the prophets announced it, and that's how it will take place. Then it continues, "Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, and the sea and the dry land." One could read much about it, even in the same chapter. Haggai chapter 2, from verse 20, here it's written, "And again the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them." Shall we read more about it? All this shows what Armageddon will bring, the last reckoning, when God will really shake everything, and when the mountains and the rocks will split and will move, and when the Lord will end the plan of salvation with mankind. There are wonderful scriptures, and one could speak about it until tomorrow morning. But let us read from Haggai chapter 2, verse 15. To come to our subject, Haggai chapter 2, from verse 15. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward. One day we can also look backward. Before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press fed for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. And when was the time? Who knows it? I read it to you. Here we should look back. Once we can also look back, not in unbelief, but to find out how it was with us in the time when we were not in the will of God. Baranowski told it to me. I put a clamp here. He spoke about it in Africa. Haggai chapter 1. Here it says from verse 2. Haggai 1, verse 2. Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Also such people were there. They say, the time is not here yet. And then the word of the Lord came, is it time that you are dwelling in your houses, in your sealed houses? Or is the time here to build the house of the Lord and to sit at the table of the Lord and to feast upon the food of the living God? And it continues here. It continues. In verse 6 it says, ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Now tell me, is it not our measurement? We are eating and we are still hungry. We are drinking and we are not. Something is not yet as God wants it to be. Something is not as it should be. Let us be honest. We are gathered before God, and we are feeling it, that God has more for us, that He wants to bless us, that He wants to really bring back His church into the original condition, and He will do it. We have sown much, but we didn't bring in much. We have eaten. Thanks be to God. We didn't starve. We have eaten, but we are not satisfied. We have drunk, but the thirst is not yet satisfied fully. But now the Lord has given the promise that it shall become different. And for this we are grateful. God can really change every situation. It continues in the same verse. Ye clothe you, but there's none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into bag with holes. What kind of time was it? What kind of time? A time in which everyone was building his own house, making his own thing. As it was in the time of Jesus, let us build three huts. We don't need three huts. We also don't need one hut for you and one hut for me. What we need in the kingdom of God is the building of God. Not one brother makes one thing for himself and the other brother makes one thing for himself. What we all need is to put hand on the work of Lord, namely on the work of God, and to work in the building of God, which God himself builds, and so that no one builds for himself anymore. Really, if one thinks about it, then one sees all the miserable things what is happening in our generation. How many different directions came up? What kind of things are built in the house of the Lord? The temple of God? The church was torn into pieces by such builders. Everyone was building his own thing, his own kingdom within the kingdom of God. And the house of the Lord is desolate. God will make an end to these things. He requires of his own. He paid for them. He purchased them. They are his and they belong into his house. And he builds his house himself. He just takes us as people who can do on the earth what he has commanded. Important is also Haggai chapter 1, namely verse 12 up to 13. 12 and 13. Haggai 1, 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message, unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. God has sent a prophetic message at that specific time when something had to happen in the plan of salvation. And it happened. The same it was with the first coming of Christ. And the same it is in this generation. Not just guessing, not interpreting, but the word of prophecy. But putting the word of prophecy amongst the people of God, giving spiritual orientation, a divine teaching, so that everyone knows what's all about. Also, we recognized that not people spoke by themselves, but the men of God, holy men of God, were driven by the Holy Spirit. They preached the word of God. And all who are of God are hearkening to the word of God. And all who belong to the people of God now, they cannot do otherwise, but just to hear his divine message, his hidden word, but the word which is revealed now, they can believe it, because therein is manifested that we are brought up to date in the kingdom of God. Namely, seeing that the time has come to fulfillment. When the time was fulfilled, Here they said, is it now time? Is it time to sit in your own houses, at your own tables? Or is it time to build the house of God? I say it like this. The time is here. The house of God, the church of the living God, to rebuild it, to see it rebuilt in its original condition, as we looked at it this morning. And to this, I would like to read a couple of scriptures. The first one from Ezra, Ezra chapter 28, Ezra chapter 28. Verse
22.
Oh, Ezra. The hand of our God reigneth over all who seek him for their salvation. For our salvation. If we seek God, his hand is ruling over us. I don't know where he's reading. I'll read it once again. The hand of our God is reigning over all who seek him for their salvation. But his wrath is upon all who leave him. Therefore we fasted, and we were praying to our God. Ezra 8, verse 23. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Here we see the trouble which came upon the people of God. How many hindrances were put into the way. All kinds of threats. But God was with them. Yes, his hand was watching, was over them, so that everything went well. I read now from chapter 10. Ezra chapter 10, verse 1. Also, this is very important in this connection. Ezra chapter 10, verse 1. Now, when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. Beloved, in the moment where God is doing something, all are touched. Old and young, great and little, whoever we may be, when the Spirit of God starts to work, then all are included into this working. Let me read from Nehemiah chapter 1. All these things belong, of course, together. And they are a lesson for us. And I read from Nehemiah chapter 1 because of those who think that they were never in captivity. They are coming from believing parent houses. They are already consecrated. They grew up believing. Let me now read a word for us. In the Holy Scripture, for every situation, there is something. For every situation, there is an answer. And this we find now in Nehemiah, chapter 1, namely from verse 2, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. Not only those who escaped were in trouble, also those who were left behind were in great affliction and reproach. Sometimes we really think, and we're looking back to others, and we think, huh, they have to do this and that. Also, we are affected. All are affected. All of the people of God, whether they went or whether they were left behind, all were affected in this or in that way. It says here, also they are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. What good was it for them to be left behind when the house of God is destroyed and the walls of the city? Whether left behind or whether escaped, the problem came upon all. And so also we understood it. The problems has come over all the church. One may be here or there. One may be here in Babylonian captivity or not. The affliction came to all of us because the house of the Lord is desolate, because the church, because the temple, because a destruction took place and a rebuilding must take place by the grace of God. I don't know whether we all read the Old Testament, but there I really repeat myself. I like to repeat myself. In the Old Testament, there are the shadows. The shadows of that what would come in reality. They're given the shadows for all who want to see it and who want to experience it. Then it continues. We are in reproach. The walls of Jerusalem are broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Verse 4, and it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And this prayer I will not read fully, but in verse 8, it says in verse 8, Remember, I beseech thee, the promise that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, where of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the earth, uttermost part of the heaven, and I will gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. In the beginning, we were reading in the prophet Haggai that it was said, the promise which God had given to his people remaineth. Here the man of God refers also to that time, and he shows to the Lord that he himself has promised, when his people are scattered unto the ends of the earth, that he would bring them back and gather them back. And here the man of God says, oh, remember thy promise. I believe. Forgive me that I speak it humanly now. Really, our Lord, he likes it when we show him his promise, saying, Lord, but you promised, Lord, you have said it. We believe what you have said and what you have promised. Remember us. Remember the promises which you have given, and you will see. God will have to stretch forth his arms, because he only acts according to what he promised. And if we remember him to his promises, then he has to act. He cannot do otherwise. How often did we say it here? The true faith is always anchored in the promises of God. There is no other point in which the true faith could be anchored in. Everything is anchored in the promises of God. And here we are really told that the promises which God has given at the beginning, he will remember them. He will remember them. And when he said that he will shake once more heaven and earth, then he has to do it. Please don't think this must is like commanding the Lord something. No, nobody can command him. But he is bound to his word. The scripture cannot be broken. His counsel must stand. What he promised is sure, and it will take place. For this God will take care himself. Let me read from the prophet Nehemiah, chapter 2. Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 17. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burnt with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. They knew exactly, as long as they are scattered, as they are in captivity, without the walls, without the temple, without all, then they are a reproach of the others. But in the moment where the original condition is again restored, they are no more a reproach. In that moment, all the world has respect before these people, because God is with this people. The same it is with us. We have sown much, we have brought in little. We were stretching forth and it was not enough. We were eating and we remained hungry. We were drinking and the thirst was not satisfied. But God has the fullness. And once again, he wants to show this fullness. He wants to manifest this fullness in his rebuilt church. As everything of what he promised, he has restored it. And what he has done at the beginning, he wants to do at the end. He will do at the end. Can you believe it? I can believe it. Because that's how he promised. And that's how it will take place. Now listen, what is written here. In Nehemiah, chapter 3. Nehemiah, chapter 3. Perhaps we read verse 33 and 34. Chapter 4, verse 1. When Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews here? Did you read it? What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Here it's written, will they revive? We as the living stones, we should be placed into the building of God. Now an uncircumcised, an unbeliever is asking here, that just look at these feeble Jews. Everything is in waste places. The stones are burned. Will somebody revive them? Will they come? Can they be used again, these stones? It was a mocking, scoffing. And I was thinking here of the prophet Ezekiel. When he saw the dead bones, and the question arose, Son of Man, can these dead bones live again? And the answer was humbly, Lord, you know it. Lord, you know it. And then suddenly came the answer, speak to the dead bones, that they revive and live again. And he spoke the word of the Lord, and they became alive again. A great multitude. Can the stones revive, which are in heaps and out of rubbish? The stones which are burnt, can they be used again? Can they be revived? Can they be rebuilt? Yes, with God, and again, yes, with God, yes. And even we are so miserable, and if we are so deformed, our God can make us fit again without any lack. The question was, can this rubbish, can the heaps of the rubbish, can the stones be revived again? Yes. There is a God in heaven who can make alive again. What Satan destroyed, and what he made a rubbish, a heap of rubbish, out of this, God can make something new. God can make something wonderful. And timing, it's always good if we don't look on ourselves, but if we really believe the Lord and giving him the glory, trusting him fully, the unbeliever, he says, what do these feeble Jews here? Yes. What does feeble mean? Feeble in German says without might. Without might. It's a word in German. We are without might. This we all know. We have no might. But we have an almighty God. This we also know. And more we don't need. We don't say, we have it, we can do it. We say, Lord, here we are. We cannot do it. Did not our Lord say, without you, without me, you can do nothing? And this we know that it's true. Without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can have the victory. We can jump over the walls. And through him, we will be the victors. Out of this heap of rubbish, the feeble Jews are there. They returned to this heap of rubbish. The situation was the same with both parties. And I hope that we learn the lesson today. Whether left behind or whether in captivity, the situation is the same. The house of the Lord is come to a heap of rubbish. But the question, it can be answered very good. What do these feeble Jews here? Well, one could say here, this little group who thinks that it's pardoned by God in a special way. What do they think? You know how the people say, we're saying. They say, if this would be a thing of God, then the Pope and all the world would speak about it. And then the mass medias would report about it. How often I've heard it. Yes. One never heard something out of this, from this. Yeah, this I'm asking also myself. It becomes high time that the people get to know it. And don't make no mistake. as sure as then among all the people were known that there was a captivity, it was also made known that the people of God returned and that the Lord was with them, that the buildings were built and the God of heaven was again with the people of Israel. And that's how it will be again and will be manifested in our days. That we're not just somebody, but we are the returned flock. We are the church which was rebuilt. Not a pious club with a new direction. No, the body of the Lord, living stones of the living temple of the living God. Now, coming back to this text, I read, so that I don't use my own words. Namely, verse 34, second part, chapter 4, verse 2b. What do these feeble Jews, will they fortify themselves? Question mark. Will they sacrifice? Question mark. Will they make an end in a day? Question mark. Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burnt? Question mark. One question mark after the other. But God, behind all these human question marks, he has put a big explanation mark, but a very mighty explanation mark. And he has confirmed the word behind his people, and he made the impossible possible. And the same will happen in these days. One could say, oh, there's a little group. They believe that they understand God's word properly, and they think that there is something special. We don't say something like this. We just believe as the scripture says, and we are honored that God has pardoned us in such a way as the least, that we can really believe as the scripture has said. And also about this we're happy and we are grateful that we're not walked in various directions but into the divine direction, and that we are persevering patiently until the hour of God comes and the building of God will resurrect before our eyes and the Lord can manifest himself again. All these question marks. What do the feeble Jews here? Will they fortify? Will they sacrifice? Will they revive the stones? It's not the task of the Jews. It's the God of the people of Israel who made all these things possible. If somebody would ask me or us, do you think that you will make it? Oh my God. My goodness. We would say we didn't even start to make it. But we are available to God. And he can make out of vessels which are not right, out of such vessels he can make usable vessels. We said it many times. As it was shown to the prophet Jeremiah at the potter, he should go and see how the potter makes a vessel. I must be honest. I like all the professions. I cannot do anything properly. But the profession which I like to see most is the potter. The potter. I watch it many times. With an enthusiasm, I watched the potter, how the vessel is formed. It's just majestically to watch it, how the lump is put upon this, and then it starts. Just knowing how the finger has to move, and suddenly the thing becomes greater and greater, and before one can look, a cruse is made, a vessel, such big, and one think, one moment, this was just a lump here, just a clay of lump of clay, and I watched it many times. also in Israel. Once in Israel, I watched it. Not so. I've seen it. In many countries, they are specialists. They are living off it. It's such a wonderful thing to see it. Our Lord, he said to the prophet Jeremiah, go to the potter. There I want to speak with you. And what did he see? What did God speak? A vessel was not right. And the potter broke it in pieces again. If we break something, we are sorry about it. It's broken forever. But when the Lord breaks it, it's not forever broken. Under his hand, the hard things he can form the vessel again. And this the prophet Jeremiah could see and watch. If we break something into pieces, then it's broken. But when the Lord breaks it down, he can build it new. He can make a vessel of dishonor, he can change into a vessel of honor. Many things, many scriptures we could read. I'm so strengthened by all these words, by the acting of God. It was not about that people are doing, thinking to be something. No, that the people of God recognized at a certain time what should take place in the plan of God, and that they agreed with this plan of God, and that they let themselves be placed into the plan of God. That's what's all about, and that's important, that's very important today. Not only to know what God promised, but to be available for him and to say, Lord, whatever the people say about us, it should not bother us at all. We know what you promised. And we also know that we are feeble. We have no might. We can do nothing. But in the same way, we know that the Lord is almighty. And this is really not the time that each one builds in his own house. I speak spiritually. Earthly, we all have our houses and dwellings. I speak of the building of God, of the church of the Lord, who makes up one body. May God really, may God give us all grace to recognize that the time is not here anymore, that the one is building his group and the other one is building his group, and each one has his own direction. This is not the time of own ways, of the own buildings. It was not enough. We have drunk. We were not, the thirst was not satisfied. We were eating and we were not satisfied. But now all this shall change. I hope that God answers us. And the time of change is here. In our country, the change has become a scoffing word. But we are really speaking of a divine change. The time is here. Not to be working at one's own thing. But as Brother Russ was saying, the work is yours, Lord Christ. The work at which we are standing. And if I would not know, 100% that this is God's work, I would be truly honest enough, I would close my Bible and I would go in my room. But because I know that this is God's work at which we are standing, all the others shall close their doors and let God work, and they should submit to God, so that finally the body of the Lord finds together, and that the stones can be taken out from all this heap of rubbish, and so that the Lord can revive them. This I really like best in this text. Feeble Jews, Almighty God, burned, unusable stones, can they be revived again? Yes, they can be revived again. Because there is a living God who builds a living temple. And this living temple is His church. And His thing to make alive. Our God makes alive. May He make us alive by His grace. Let us be happy. Not as people who remain sitting and saying, how shall we play the harps of God on strange country, on strange soil? We are not anymore on strange soil. We have returned. We can sing praising songs. We may believe that this is the day which God really has made. When the people of Israel were still in Babylon, the scoffers came and they said, yeah, sing us now your songs of Zion. Just take your harps. Play us, sing to us. They have not played and they have not sung. What did they say? How can we play the songs of our Lord on strange soil? They remained silent. But when they returned, shall I read it to you? Shall I read it? Then the whole earth shook. Then really something extraordinary took place, because all the people which before that they have seen the temple in its original condition, they saw it. Then they have seen it rebuilt. And then you can read it, what happened. I read from Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8, which we read many times. The second part from verse 9. Nehemiah 8, verse 9. This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Nehemiah 8, second part from verse 9. This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. Amen. Amen. To this, nothing must be said anymore. The words which were read to them, they understood it. They understood. They understood what God is doing in their midst. And already they went to eat and to drink. Before that, they were eating, they were not satisfied. They were drinking, and it was not enough. Everywhere there was lack, but now the fullness, the hour of God had come. Fear ye not, the Lord is with you. We believe that God is really with his people, if he is not with them who love him, who believe him, who obey his word, with whom shall he be then? Yes, God is with us. And we persevere. We persevere and wait for this wonderful day when all the stones from all heap of rubbish will be taken out and they will be revived and they will be rebuilt unto a holy temple of God. And to this, God says through the prophet Zechariah, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit it shall happen, saith the Lord. We have to reckon with a mighty move of the Spirit, and I believe with all my heart. The weakest will then be as David, and the strongest will then be as the angel of the Lord. That's how it is written in the word of prophecy. We are really doing good if you read all the promises. Then comes joy. Then comes certainty. Then we have comfort and confidence to our Lord. May also this, what was brought at this weekend, may it come from may it be a comfort to all who will hear it. May all be blessed. This is the day which the Lord has made. He will manifest himself anew. He sends his word beforehand to let us know what he will do. And then he follows his word. And he appears there where people believe his word. And he confirms his word in them who received it by faith. And he makes it a reality by them and in them. No one shall speak of the feeble Jews, but everyone shall speak of the Almighty God. No one shall ask, what will take place? What will happen? And how shall it end? And how can it go on? But each one shall say, this day is holy unto the Lord. To him be the honor and the praise, now and forever. Can you believe it? Amen. God is still on the plan, and everything has to submit to him. Amen. Let us stand up.
So wie ich bin, so muss es
just
sein.
As I am. We want to have our heads bowed still. And I'm sure that the Spirit of God has spoken to all our hearts and that he has revived us by his word. And he has laid a longing into us that also we would like to become such living stones. All the newcomers, all who are not yet acquainted with all these things, please consecrate your life to the Lord. Leave everything into his hands and trust him that he is the great master and the great potter to make vessels of honor unto him. Whoever would like to consecrate his life to the Lord today, All the eyes are closed, all heads are bowed. Please lift up your hands and say, Lord, I consecrate my life to you. Take me, Lord. Make a vessel for your honor. Make out of me a living stone in your temple. Oh God, be merciful to me. Whoever would like to come to the Lord can raise his hand now, and the Lord will bless you. Many hands have gone up. The Lord knows your heart. The Lord knows all our hearts. Now, we want to bring our Lord the thanks. Our dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are overwhelmed of your mighty word, of your grace and faithfulness, of your promises, O Lord. As you have helped your children in every situation, O Lord, also we are in full confidence that you will bring us back into the right stand, and that you will fulfill in us what you promised in your word. Lord, we are clinging to your promises, and we ask you, let it be fulfilled in us, everything what your mouth has promised for this time. Restore us as your house, as your temple, where you yourself can take dwelling, and where you can manifest yourself in our midst. Receive and accept all who have consecrated their lives to you. Lord, form us according to your will and well-pleasing. Bless all who listen. Bless all who have needs and problems. Please answer and make all things well, Lord. Lord, see all the feeble people of your earth and revive us according to your promise and according to your word. Strengthen your servant so that he can bear testimony of your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you that you have spoken to us. Lord, you are here present. We are feeling your presence, Lord. Blessed and praised be your holy and wonderful name for all the words of life. Oh, praise and worship be to you. Hallelujah. Give glory to God. Praise his holy name. Thank the Lord for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to the Lord. We thank the Lord. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
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 You may be seated. It was told me, I was told that some would like to be baptized biblically in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at this place is always the opportunity. Whoever hears the word of the Lord, whoever believes, he can, in obedience of faith, he can let himself be baptized. And whoever would like to be baptized, please come to the front so that we pray with them. Our brothers and sisters in our midst who would like to be baptized, whoever is here, whoever has the wish, please come now to the front. And afterward, after the service, the baptism will take place. You have consecrated your life to the Lord. Please come, all you who want to be baptized. Do you all understand German? I don't know. Otherwise, there will be a translator. You all consecrated your lives to the Lord. You have accepted the Lord as your Savior, and you are ready to bear testimony before the people that you have a good conscience before God, that the Lord has forgiven your sins, and that you will live a new life together with the Lord. Then it may take place. If you really believe, then it may take place. Some are still coming, praise and thanks. Yes, we are grateful that the Lord is still calling. It is wonderful. It's still the time of grace. The Lord, may He bless you, brothers and sisters. Let us remain silent again. Let us stand up. Let us consecrate our brethren and sisters to the Lord. Brother Schmidt, please come. Heavenly Father, we say thank you for your holy word, Lord, which you are still sending. As you said it yourself, it does not return void unto you, except it has accomplished for what you have sent it for. We are standing in your presence, Lord, and we see that your word has still accomplished. It's still healing. Your word is still sanctifying. Your word is still saving. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, that now there are testimonies that you are still on the throne of grace. You didn't leave the throne. The last ones didn't come yet. Please give us all grace that we stand fully upon your word. Thank you for these souls who have come and who want to bear testimony with a good conscience to walk before you and before the people as a testimony that you are the Savior. Please bless all. Bless all who are here. Bless all who are watching and listening. And together we want to praise you, our God, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us sing, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is the Lord. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, I'm really overwhelmed and surprised about this wonderful preaching which we heard this morning. It gave me new comfort. It has become so great to me. I think to all of us. We all know the words from Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Lord Himself is building His church, and we are the living stones. This I want to read still. In Zechariah chapter 8, it's written. In Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid. that the temple might be built. The house of the Lord shall stand in its glory again. And we are the house of God. Let us really be strong. Let us be of good courage. Let us stand behind the men of God. Let us be in unity. Let us love one another. Let us pray for one another. Let us stand for the matter of God, so that the house of the God may be rebuilt again. We are the living stones. It's written. We shall bring our bodies as a living sacrifice upon the altar. These are our services, bringing our own body as a sacrifice so that the Lord can bless us. And the Lord blessed us this morning. Brother Frank is greeting all worldwide, all who are joining us online in the transmission, all our brothers and sisters from all countries and languages and nations. He's sending greetings to all of us in the name of the Lord. And I just want to say, especially addressed to the young people, now at the end of the month, there is again a youth meeting in Losburg. Please come, you who you have a desire to have a new experience with the Lord. Come to the youth meeting. Come and hear the word. Come and have fellowship with the Lord and with one another. I can just say, read the word of God. Read the sermons. Deepen yourself into it, because therein the Lord speaks to us. We are edified. May the Lord bless you all, you who have come. Although Brother Frank is not here, but the Lord is here, and the Lord has blessed us, and we are grateful to God. Now, let us stand up again, and let us bring him all the thanks and all the worship. Let us all tune in. Our dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of gratefulness, with joy, for you have spoken to our hearts. You have laid into us a living hope that you will make alive the dead stones. You will make alive the dead bones, the dead stones, and you will make us alive. You made us alive. We thank you that by your Spirit it is happening, and through your word. Bless all who have heard your word now. Oh, let this word bring forth fruit for eternity. Bless young and old. Be with all our brothers and sisters all over the earth. Lord, call the last ones out. Let your prepare us for your coming. Let us take care that your house is rebuilt, that your thing is happening. Give us this divine desire that we are not doing unnecessary things, but let us all be prepared, for thy coming is so near. Lord, we thank you today for this, for your presence and for the words of comfort. Lord, please dismiss us now in peace and accompany each one of us. Lead and guide us into all the truth, and if it is thy will, bring us again together so that we again can be together in your presence, together with Brother Frank. Him we commit especially into your hand. Strengthen him. Give him new courage so that he can preach your word with joy unto the ends of the earth. To you be the praise and the honor in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. And all the people said, Amen. Amen.